In the midst of a pandemic, two-thirds of New Yorkers are planning on a different Thanksgiving this year. The annual holiday survey released by the Siena College Research Institute finds 59% of New Yorkers, down from 71% a year ago, are somewhat or very excited about the upcoming holiday season. Pollster Don Levy.
When asked about Thanksgiving plans, it's not surprising that overwhelmingly New Yorkers say that Thanksgiving is just going to be different this year. 41% of us say that we're going to gather with friends and family who don't live with us to celebrate the Thanksgiving. But over half of us say we are not going to gather with our friends and family. And only 1 out of 7 of us say that we're going to travel this Thanksgiving on what typically is one of the most highly traveled days of the year. And interestingly, a new wrinkle this year that I think many of us have gotten used to, 40% of us say that we're going to jump on an online application like Zoom and conduct our Thanksgiving or at least a greeting with friends and family via Zoom over this holiday. So a new Thanksgiving tradition appears to be being born.
Health officials have urged people not to travel or gather in large groups for the holiday. 64% of those polled tell Siena that they are comfortable attending a small holiday party in a home that includes no more than 10 people. But only 10% are comfortable attending a party at a friend's home where over the course of the evening more than 50 people drop in.
Very few of us, low numbers, you know, in the area of no more than 10, 12, 14%, say that they would be comfortable going to traditional events like a drop-in party in the neighborhood, a work party, or other types of events like that. So it does appear that holiday parties are going to be cut way back this year.
When it comes to gift giving, 68% of respondents say COVID will not be the Grinch that ruins their holidays.
In terms of shopping, we see a tremendous uptick in New Yorkers' plans to shop online this year. So we see as though New Yorkers are going to probably not be visiting brick-and-mortar retailers as much as they have in the past. We now have 38%, that's a doubling from last year, of New Yorkers who say they're going to do at least 3/4, if not all, of their shopping online. So clearly that's another impact of the coronavirus on our holiday spending.
Levy adds participants were asked to look forward to next year.
2020 is a year that many of us, I'm sure, would like to put in the rearview mirror. We said, how hopeful are you that 2021 will be a better year than 2020 has been? Overwhelmingly, 85% are at least somewhat hopeful that 2021 will be a better year, and certainly we all hope that that is indeed the case.
The survey reached more than 800 New Yorkers and has a margin of error of 4.4%. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.